I met a witch with amber eyes who slowly sang a scarlet rune, shifting to an icy laughter like the laughter of the moon. Red as a wanton's was her mouth, and fair the breast she bade me take, with a word that clove and clung, burning like a furnace flake. But from that high uplifted bosom, when I touched it with my hand, came the many-needled coldness of a glacier-taken land. And lo, the witch with eyes of amber vanished like a blown-out flame, leaving but a lichen-eaten stone that bore a blotted name. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we resume the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio, on RadioValencia.fm. Greetings, dear fiends. This is your irritating horror host once again, Dr. Howland Owl. Yes, I am here to perform the rites and obsequies known collectively as the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, because whether or not this is radio, something which is practically a theological discussion by now, this is live. A live show for living people, and perhaps for those not among the living. If hovering presences may tune in, to use obsolescent terminology, then perhaps they are able to take audio phenomena in the world beyond ours. Behind the veil, there is, according to some, a phantom zone where the helpless spirits of the dead look on, unable, however much they wish, to alter events on earth. Nor do they have the opportunity, under most circumstances, to turn the knobs and dials, to select the program for themselves. For them, no more the blazing hearth shall burn, nor busy housewife ply her evening care. No children run to lisp their sire's return, or climb his knees the envied kiss to share. Oft to their sickle did the harvest yield, their furrow oft the stubborn glebe hath broke. How jocund did they drive their team afield, how bowed the woods before their sturdy stroke. Let not ambition mock their useful toil, their humble joys and destiny obscure, nor grandeur hear with a disdainful smile the short and simple annals of the poor. The boast of heraldry, the pomp of power, and all that beauty, all that wealth ever gave, awaits alike the inevitable hour. The paths of glory lead but to the grave.
Now plug people.
Very Box popular in the city.
Box Squatch, Washington.
Yes.
Nelson will be settled out of court.
Nothing with Nelson can ever be settled, either yes. In or out of court.
The stupid people.
The stupid clowns.
Hey, wait, we can't be showing these slides. You forgot your clicker so that everybody in the radio world knows the slides are changing.
Pictures of that crayfish, yeah, you must have thought that was worth the... Oh, well, the light. Who killed the light? It's dark.
Who killed the show?
There it goes. The show was careening down the mountainside when suddenly a wheel came off and the Indians showed up.
Yes, it was relying on visuals. We suggest you just turn on your TV with the sound down and watch that while we describe the fun pictures we get to see.
We've been suffering from audiovisual aids, but perhaps we can be cured.
Perhaps we don't deserve it.
Here's another scene from the famous festival. And look, a bloody car and a group. Test car
accident.
The there's the famous Doc's Duck with the famous stage and the famous personnel.
Yeah. Hello. What a pretty place.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Here are all the people that are having fun there.
Goodbye. Well, you called the wrong place.
Yes,
yeah, sorry.
Looking in the wrong place.
I think he's in the closet. Take a look.
Bob has not
been the one on the right. The walk-in.
The water closet.
What about the closet upstairs?
When you hear this tone.
Oh, we don't have one. Oh, sorry.
Look, you're probably the kind of person who's permanently depressed, right?
Yeah, like this
gory accident shot.
Well, I've been speculating all night.
Who snapped these pics?
I bet you really. Well, you've probably been perfectly satisfied so far with what we've been dishing your way. You may be searching for something.
The bodies come alive as we photograph them.
More like something searching for you.
My goodness,
how terrifying. No one knows for certain.
Maybe you just don't care.
My look at the makeup job on that.
You might be fine.
Okay.
Or you just might be so messed up that you don't even know who Bob is.
Yes, this is
you have to call this radio show and ask.
I admit you have the superficial.
Of course, there's some considerable weight.
Saturday morning and then big yawn.
Listener from caring whether it's so much easier to just let that weight of this show keep you slowed down.
Yeah, I remember
what
big
the show makes you wait.
Slow shows. You just don't care.
I guess
you'll
the show makes everybody wait.
Doing what you're told.
Scientists are still not sure.
Follow your orders.
Because everything we say from here on out is going to sound like utter boredom to you.
I don't think you're letting these slides
you're normal,
on for a long enough time for people to see them. Ah, there.
You are normal, aren't you?
And that's a little bit
stay away. Keep your distance.
That one looks pretty good. Now, what's this?
Well, you can go back to sleep or you can go back to hell, but you can learn to think for yourself.
Such thing as victory night in Union Square.
Well, I want to find somebody. I don't know about you.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's the guy you want to find. No,
no.
Forget this Bob, Carol.
Yeah, I don't know.
Examination.
Well, what's the big problem with Spo?
What's next?
Spo, he's an ex-DA.
But, Doctor, I thought we were going to be operating this evening.
We are right now, I'm afraid. Here, pass the force.
Well, I only have to...
Why are you looking for Bob out there? Hello?
Why? I was trying to get a hold of Bob. Through Bob.
You mean there's a hole in him still?
Someone else.
You threw Bob where?
Okay. What's all this stuff about getting a hold of someone else?
So what's your real reason,
Bob?
Real reason.
Hey, Laura.
Well,
there is
I'm up
no
here
one else.
In,
staggering evolution.
Folsom Lake, Sacramento. Trying to get a hold of someone in Newcastle.
Newcastle?
Bob every day.
That's well, you sound under the influence of certain drugs.
We've been carrying tolls to there for years.
So do you mean Bob Nelson, or do you mean Bob Dobbs?
For me in specific.
Bob Dobbs.
No, you don't. You mean Bob Dubs.
Bob Dubs?
Yes, and Bib Dibs.
Bib Dibs. Does Bob got a brother?
Bob dissipates into
Ted Dobbs.
Yes.
Well, actually, he's got a bunch of brothers, but
he and his
fighting over the will at the moment.
Brothers aren't worth anything. They're not worth a.
Unfortunately, I mean, I don't know how to tell you this, but Bob's dead.
Bob was.
Well,
shot.
I heard that a couple weeks ago, but
they blew that sucker away. They took him down. And they blew him away. Took him
no,
out
I see Bob all the time.
And,
really? Where?
In the department store. These mannequins.
Which one?
The one with the fishing rod.
And
look,
I've heard
right,
his whole body stuffed.
He's got a fishing rod and his reel.
And they've got him in a lucite block up.
with us tonight, but one never knows. He comes, he goes.
It's from you.
Oh, your that was fast.
Right. And it's giant champagne.
You just never know at this hour what's going to
happen. Are you a special caller? So
as long as you're hearing the voice of the people,
Joe,
I'm
a
possible recording
you. That special
toy, in charge of the same stupid state parade, are coming up fast on our horizon.
Hey, wait, we can't be sure you squad. You forgot your clicky.
Don't ask for my freedom. My last call.
Oh yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretend that I'm doing well. Oh, just a moment, please. You on the piano? What are you doing?
Well, man, I just play little ooh-baba-doo like ooh-ba-ba, ooh-ba-ba-ba. See, I think it's a mistake on my part. I got the same chord over and over, like clink, 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 clink.
That's right. That's right.
You want me to play the same thing all through the song?
You catch on fast.
Wow.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Man, you scared me. Don't do that.
Yes, I'm the great pretender.
I thought you were through, man.
No, no!
I don't want to play that lick no more, man. I come from a different school, like Shearing, Eric Garner style. Take, man.
That's not going to sell the records!
Oh, man, don't bug me. I don't want to play that cling, cling, cling jazz.
You play that cling, cling, cling jazz, or you won't get paid tonight. Well, all right. To feel is this feeling of make believe. You see how lovely that turned out now? That's the darling part. Appreciate it. And gay like a clown. I seem, hold it. I seem, slow down. I seem, retard.
Don't stop me now, man. I got to where I like it.
Stop it. Stop it, I say. I'm getting out of here. He ruined the ending. One of the loveliest parts in the whole...
The whole piece.
Avenue, Petaluma on KPFA.org.
I've got a song.
Without a song, the day would never end.
The emergency homing device.
Without a song, a man would have no friend.
It gets up on the roof.
And
you're a caller.
That was
Woof,
the roof. Vinnie Estranco's song going
shock,
up and showing out the end. There's no chat box on this show. We can't type all the good stuff in there.
No, you can type on the unofficial Puzzling Evidence show fan page, though.
Wait, does Centura have a show?
Whose show? No, we will only communicate with our buddy Harold. So get that hillbilly back in here, Lieutenant. Yes, sir. Gee, fellas, the scientists here want to know how your space ship travels. We travel on lines of magnetic energy emanating from your planet. Well, that's mighty interesting, fellas. Please please give my best wishes to everybody. Attack, attack, attack. Exterminate, exterminate, exterminate. What are your orders? Unfortunately, he didn't survive my childhood. In between those days.
It's a psychedelic conspiracy of slang.
Because in those days,
yeah,
there was no
looking like the other people.
I smell laughter. I feel gee, this orange tastes exactly good.
Also, if you were a kid, and I was I? Well, I'll tell you. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I beg your pardon? No, not at all. Anyway, well, this was so boring, we lost the call.
It's not boring.
Oh,
it's
not boring.
Hey, Texas. What's your name again, Mr. Texas?
Mr.
I don't talk to rude callers either. Don't mess with me.
I don't like how you talk to Dr. Howe. It's rude.
Oh, don't.
Hello, Dr. Penny. Welcome back from your travels.
Chatting and fun. Clean, masculine sway.
I don't like how you chastise me and make me feel like
fly, thy summer's play my thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am not I a fly like thee? Or art thou not a man like me? For I dance and drink and sing till some blind hand shall brush my wing. If thought is life, and strength is breath, and the want of thought is death, then am I a happy fly, if I live or if I die.
I refuse to take responsibility for all those nasty Nazis. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
We're typing this up.
That's sexy. But I'll tell you another sordid little secret. Inhibits the ability
to suicide.
The brains of older humans are cluttered with irrelevant information. And if you look up the lyrics, a virus will infect your computer. Men tend to gain weight after divorce, whereas women tend to gain weight following marriage. Women who shoot themselves are less likely than men to aim for their heads. Fetuses learn to differentiate touch from pain when they are beaten. Scottish authorities declined to launch a war.
Hey, what happened to it?
Into the possibility of
a crazy mix. Where did it go? This is that is a crazy mix.
So is this a doctor? Is that you, doctor?
And at a health spa in China,
it's cray cray.
Swam up a man's penis. Oh, you can snicker, if it didn't happen to you. I'm sure you've heard the story of the vampire catfish of the Amazon, which does that also, but for far more dire results. Yes? This is Vandelia serosa, a minute fish as thin as a pencil lead. It is a species of catfish, a vampire catfish, which in the tributaries of the Amazon River will attack gill-bearing fish by attaching to the gill, drawn to the gill by the stream of water emanating from beneath the operculum or gill cover of a freshwater fish. Unfortunately, their propensity for following a stream will also cause them to follow a pee stream of a peeing individual and to writhe into the urethra, no urethra Franklin jokes, please, of the victim, and then to it erect its spines so you can't pull it out. And the pain is agonizing the native.
And you can't pee.
Naked, except for a sheath of bark that they put over their penises. Just so this won't happen, they also enter cattle and will drain them of blood. They enter the genital openings of men and the women and the cattle and anything that goes into the water. In 1913, German missionaries in the area discovered the depredations of the Candiru. Their solution to save those who were affected was brutal. It was, in fact, the immediate amputation of the penis, so the Candiru would not get further into the body. Only later was it discovered that this was totally unnecessary because the natives knew of a plant which, if chewed, would cause the Candiru to... Anyway, we're going to go on robo-pilot now while we enjoy the bounty of California's Yes, it's true. We enjoy these agricultural byproducts in a state of agricultural appreciation. It's a curse to have lived so long, but that no one understands, no one gets it. That's the real curse.
And others who I used to know, who were also long livers from centuries before, I no longer hear from. And they may no longer be active. For decades, I haven't heard from many.
They call that esprit d'escalier. Did you ever read my book, The Meaning of Lost and Mismatched Socks?
How about that's an books about the index sausages, hot dogs,
the narrative feels
maybe Hormel wieners?
Leaves his
analysis. Some cool music about Hormel wieners.
They're not hot. Hot dogs. From Hormel, they're not hot. Hot dogs.
Hormel all meat wieners. Hot dogs. They're not too spicy for kids. Just a pinch of spice and a pound of good red meat.
Hormel all meat wieners taste just right. Not too spicy for grown-ups. Not too spicy for kids. Yeah! They're not hot.
Yes, Hormel wieners. We're trying to get a phone installed in here, like they do at the New York Telephone Exchange.
Here's the American breed singing for New York Telephone.
When the telephone rings, you want to talk about things. Get a loud phone, your own phone. If you've no place to go, so you have to talk low. Get a loud phone, your own phone. If there's talking to be done, no place.
New York Telephone, we're hip to your privacy.
Hi.
A spring.
You say that was a leak in the show.
I won't
be able to do that.
Oh, sorry. Order non-refundable.
Hey, man, here's a fire.
Oh, my God. We're under fire.
Don't press that button. We've been over that so many times.
Yes, it's true.
Makes you think of music like this.
You needn't be concerned.
I'm not sure.
Take it over here.
Aren't they cute?
Aww.
Yes,
Cochran, because that implies an unequal power exchange, which we can't have on TV.
You're going to love this.
Yes, you'll love it. You'll just love it as we go millions of miles out into space and bust aliens for taking drugs on their own world.
Drugs that we never heard of in Earth.
Oh, wait, who are we going to talk to?
Space Precinct was the name of that show. Cops in Space.
Yes, I am here.
Busting aliens for drugs that they cultivate on their own planet.
What is your favorite color?
Rutabaga stalk.
But some might say I like no color. Only Satan, who hides the sins of the entire world. You know, JFK was killed on the 33rd.
Dr. Howe, what is your favorite Kennedy assassination conspiracy theory?
That the divine king must be killed.
Why, you killed Kennedy, of course.
At the top of the pyramid, the eye of God.
On the 33rd parallel, the Masonic overthrow of the divine king. 33 bricks make up the pinnacle leading to the Os Dei, the Eye of God.
My favorite three lap dancing what?
Dr. Howe!
Lhasa Apso.
The Kennedy assassination. Dr. Howe, what's your favorite mountain range?
Well, I like the Superstition Mountains in Arizona, where the lost
Arizona
is to be found.
Where the old prospector found the lost Dutchman mine.
I tell you, gold.
Gold is your calling from underneath.
Gold and ingots and heathen idols, all made of gold.
Because my life is not worth a plugged nickel. I can tell you exactly how to find the lost Dutchman, where there's a vast treasure. Yes, what?
What?
I was trying to impart information once again. I just can't get out of these cosmic secrets.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Howe Show, live on radio. This is a live presentation, although, of course, we use archival material. Tonight seems to be a solo offering, unless K-Rob happens to drop by during his peregrinations. That, of course, is well to be hoped.
There are many of them.
Ask me about my course in success in sex and real estate. It's 12 easy to accumulate modules.
That's crazy.
Actually, we had a problem with the packaging. The 12th module wasn't included in some people's sets, and there's a lot of confusion about it today. We do have copies. If you subscribe, send us a postcard at the same address, and we will send you finally that concluding module.
Going around the dark side of the planet.
Come out. He was seduced by the dark side.
Come out.
Or somebody.
Come out.
Welcome to Hypnotic Drop.
Remember, you've got to do your own work.
Dr. Howe! Dr. Howe!
I'm Shadow.
And that's a damn sure.
Oh, that's a stage right.
It's Tridzy Barnstable, one of our most fervent and consistent listeners.
Calling, they just don't have the moxie. They don't have the sand, the gumption.
Not you, Tridzy. I'm talking about the others.
One punch and bang, bang.
I got you. I'm going to watch and hold their coat.
Well, you didn't get me.
Somebody hold me back. He's going to break in his boots and rue the day that he ever met the Crusher, Dr. Howe.
Crusher Howe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call me that. They call me the Crusher. Oh, yes, sir. That's what I do.
It's chopper time. Test, 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 test.
It's pretty cold.
I don't feel so good.
Yes, they had to call the Allied Moving Band to get me out of the way. But I wouldn't budge.
They came from beyond the endless reaches of space. Down through black gulfs of nighted cosmic infinity.
Yeah, right. All that stuff. It's out there in space.
Sounds all right.
Where the black planets roll without aim. I have whirled with the earth at the dawning when the sky was a vaporous flame. I have seen the dark universe yawning where the black planets roll.
Wherever two or three of ye are gathered together in the name of Dobbs, there is slack.
Where they roll in their horror unheeded, without number or luster or name. H.P. Lovecraft.
And hopefully, always, in certainty of divine regurgitation, through the epiphany of slack.
Slack.
Oh, is that what it is?
Swords and spears melted by
divine regurgitation of slack. Our slack.
The sun is freed from fears, and with soft, grateful tears ascends the sky.
I know our drum, and he knows slack.
Terror in the house does roar, but pity stands before the door.
Except where I live.
TV movie guy. Not that one.
This one?
That one. Try the other two.
I'm trying them all. I
don't that one works. Yeah. Try them all. Try them all.
Anything you know, I was two or more subgenius businessmen do is legal.
And he is at the Demon Festival in Bali right now.
Whoa.
He sent me some most unusual pictures of demons.
A long time to transmit the message.
And they're incredible.
The little bitty brain.
Those things are astonishing.
The giant legs back there. So you have
they're not crude.
You, but it's not another brain.
It's like an amplifier.
Don't humans have two brains?
Yes, humans also have an enlarged life.
One in the head, the usual place.
Of the, spine.
The other
where
at the spinal
die
base.
Without being able to scream, they tingle.
Thus we can reason a priori as well as a posteriori.
Only one thing to do.
Are you a hippie man?
Your
if you thought twice before you spoke, you had no judgment to revoke. As something slipped the forward mind, 'twas rescued by the one behind.
Right.
So you may think, without congestion, upon both sides of every question.
Yes, Vaughn Mader did it. But actually, he's the least likely suspect of all, because it put him out of business. All his funny records about John and Jackie went into the trash. Nobody would dare to make...
You know who Jackie had an affair
divine
with?
Divine King.
Oh, it's years later, so I'm not giving anything away. Charles Adams, the cartoonist, creator of the Adam family.
The
he was a great ladies' man, and he knew Jacqueline Bouvier. He knew her in every sense.
Oil man, just a Texan.
Well, they're oil men, though, as Dwight Eisenhower warned.
Yes, watch out for the Texas oil men.
Did it all, and they're doing it today.
They do everything, Dr. Howe.
Yes, because the resource extraction industry runs the show. It runs it through Wall Street and the banks. These kids today, you gotta love them. But they are barking up the wrong tree and putting on the dog. Yes, it's time to throw him a bone. And I'll touch release some of these subgenius secrets. They're doing no good. Not the way they are. I'm going to untie all the red tape and put it in a drawer until this whole thing's over. The man behind everything is trying to kill me. I'm telling you, the man behind everything is... But it's...
And I swear to
get
holy
your hands off
Dobbs,
me.
You're going to be out of here.
Behind
under
the
orders.
Man behind everything, his name is... All right, okay, throw the book at me.
Here's... Whoa!
Not literally.
The rebel.
Okay. I'm going to tell you one more time. The man behind everything is...
Now, so much for the Ken O'Dunk assassination.
Start your own.
Let's put such thoughts behind us, shall we? Okay. Okay. I actually talked to some mafia guys. They said there was a guy shooting up through a manhole in the street. It was on the Conspiracy Zone with Kevin Nealon. Summer Place by Sloane Wilson. It is the great American novel. You'll find it most involving.
Thank you.
listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. That was Copia from the album From People Like Us, Happy Jam. People Like Us, solo and in collaboration with Ergo Fizmiz, Matmos, Hearty White, Gwilly, Edmondes, Lottie Bowater, Buttress O'Neill, Douglas Benford, Irene Moon, John Leidecker, and Matt Warwick.
Audience can hear it, so it's like a howling, ranting ghost, but we're not getting the benefit of the vocals. Please try to connect closer. There's someone asking me a question now. I know he's a sick.
Yeah, what happened to that, you know?
Well,
he had eternal bliss.
They constantly forget their own rules and they make strange mistakes.
Every time. Back in those days. Yeah.
Sorry, man, I wasn't listening.
In the good old days, of outer space, they just
and everybody
squeezed their food out of a little tube, and it was their whole nutrition. Or they ate a pill; they didn't have
She's
to spend waste all that time sitting down chomping on stuff.
Yes,
and then 700 years in the future, they will have evolved where they don't even need teeth anymore because they don't have to chew their food.
Yes, and there will be no more embarrassing intestines. Bowels will be removed at birth, and a sanitizing disposing unit.
Or they'll actually turn into vestigial organs, not necessarily removed, but
yes, they
but
do.
Actually,
they turn into vestigial organs, then they completely disappear, and so does the entire body, leaving only the fingers.
Structures.
In fact, what you end up with
your is pale blue eyes,
like the hands of Orlok.
The result.
Linger on your pale blue eyes.
Discretion
space-time disruption has caused the caller to lose their mind for a second.
What are you talking about? That's
this
ridiculous.
This is the first time Michael Pepe realizes that the sex show he's in is not for real.
Yeah, he realized that because he was actually having sex with the woman, and she said, you know, you're not actually supposed to be doing
that.
This. This is supposed to be fake.
Milo says we don't have to do the close-up.
Oh, really?
Well,
back
you don't really have to do that. And he said, yeah, well, I didn't know that. She said, well, that's okay. It's not too bad.
And here's Michael Pepe driving away angry from his job.
Yeah, he was on stage.
The legend grows. And when you have a choice between the legend and the facts, print compilation.
No, yeah, that part was left out.
But we want a story. A story that's fit for the breakfast table.
Any need to
America's
you can like calls through at 848-425-5 Danny Rico.
Right. It just sounds better.
Can you guys explain anything about the
And we want Michael Pepe on Relodio, too.
There you go.
Tired of waiting around.
Subgenius.
We have...
What?
But we have Burpo the Clown instead. Look at his wonderful footwork there. And today...
Okay, so what do you want to know about the Church of the Subgenius?
All right, what's going on?
Or the Foundation, or the...
When are we having products?
The Church of the Subgenius Foundation garments.
None of them are made in China.
Mormon underwear.
Well, some of them are made of China. The current Bob pin, the Mark III, is made overseas in People's Republic of China at Laogai.
You can still buy it
many
from the Church of the Subgenius for about $10.
But they're employed by American supervisors over there. That's
even better than
your fellow Subgeniuses will recognize
an image of Bob's face, so they are uniquely privileged.
Is it possible to work for him?
For whom, my
For Bob.
If you're not working for Bob, I got to ask, what are you doing?
We are
Why are you wasting your time? It's always possible to work for Bob, and you should be working for Bob right now.
You hear what Philo Drummond is saying. If you really want to get in
think the deeper things of Bob, then you send $30 to our national headquarters and you receive your ordainment.
Bob, your instructions.
Under things, send $30. It is now $40.
Then me and my friends were wondering, what would you describe a firmament as?
To be something, but it's just the background of the starry material shining in the ethereal sky. They say space is totally
but that's not true. Space is full of energy.
Say it is
and but the firmament simply means
the sky.
That the area
the sky which under
which the sky covers a rather large area.
Hands to it for help, for it as infinitely moves as you or us.
So, you know, in the first chapter of Genesis, when it says that God made the firmament and then put it, or whatever, the firmament with the waters and it created the heaven and then the earth?
Well, in that version, that story, and the book of Genesis itself contains two separate versions of creation. In that one, there is the water which is separated from the firmament. In that sense, it's like everything that wasn't wet.
The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Nor all your piety, nor wit, shall lure it back to cancel half a line. Or all your tears wash out one word of it. And that inverted bowl they call the sky, whereunder crawling cooped we live and die, raise not your hands for it for help. For it as impotently moves as you and I.
Contain or conceal a second sun, making our system a binary system with two stars.
Another sun. Now, yeah, they tried that one before. If there's another sun, where is it? Huh? Can you show me this other sun? That's a major thing in the solar system. In our system. Our system is bigger than thought, spreads out farther than thought, has more planets than thought. But you're gonna have to convince me that it has another sun.
Dr. Hell, I have a good question for you. If you're trying to be lazy, is that sort of an antithetical concept by its mere, by the mere statement?
It is not.
Yeah, we are.
Because it is axiomatic that people have to work hard at being lazy. If you'll remember, what about the lazy man's load? If you're carrying a giant load, it's so you don't have to go two times. So you're really working too hard by grunting and puffing under the weight of a lazy man's load.
Even Benjamin Franklin referred to himself as lazy. That's why he was so inventive. Was he wanted to save
well,
time.
Well, no one wants to do more work than he has to.
Invented many gadgets.
True of the animal kingdom, too.
Having to get up out of your chair.
They want the easiest life possible.
Room, there's some lever or spring that does what you want on the other side. Monticello,
your brain, man, it's breaking up.
This is your brain on drugs.
On drugs.
My brain's expounding.
On Doug's drugs.
Expounding, epistemizing on the puppetudes of epistemology.
I'm epistemizing on the puppetudes of epistemology. Not you.
It's wrong.
Let's not make remarks about Islam.
Islam?
There is something, however, which...
How about Jislam? Have you heard about that new one?
No, let's not get ourselves killed.
This is going to go downhill fast, I think.
Yes, I think...
If I go there, it's going to be a bad thing.
We don't mean to offend our fellow religions and religionists. Nonetheless, the Church of the Subgenius is fearless and considers all possibilities simply for the intellectual exercise. Thank you. see, once you accept this eternal principle, that the night you have learned it becomes special. It will become not just any night. A night where there will be no morning star. It's a night stars will stop where they are.
Me of that joke. You remember that joke?
What's the difference? Comic timing.
It's all either about delivery. It's all about delivery. That's
you
right.
You must have
deliver those Tigers little no liver pills. Okay, is everybody all right? I mean, come on.
I need you guys to answer the questions about the things that are existing beyond.
I handed in my paper to the chief. He corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head, told me I was a good cop.
Transcending all realities, and it could be maybe massively wiping out big groups of conscious, like, energy balls.
Energy balls.
I think there's probably a conspiracy out there to get rid of
those. I suppose I should bathe more often.
Energy balls that fool people into thinking there's things going through space.
Space.
I think there's probably a conspiracy of that going on. There is.
I'm going to fight for that.
Because I'll tell you.
I believe in space balls.
You got to open your mind, Puzzling.
I've seen the movie.
You got to open your mind.
Do you want to see your own brain?
These close-minded attitudes.
We can tell you how.
No, it was an overwhelming feeling
Run the theme music again.
There's nobody overwhelming here. He's the
from
top
the inner
dog.
Body.
He's
from
the very top.
Yes, well, Buzzling Evidence runs the Buzzling Evidence show. That is axiomatic. And if nobody talks to me, I can't just talk off the top of my head. There's no chat in the way there used to be. Only sound effects. Droning on forever and ever. But by the end of the show, we are engaged in animated conversation.
When you and I behind the veil are past, long time this
gods like that they are demigods.
So gods would start out and the descendants would be humans? That would be like they're degenerating, would it not? That is not an upward evolutionary progression.
Then don't see it like that.
Oh, no, Hal said it. And all society is going upwards. Hold on, we've got to do exercises here because we're moving upwards in the evolutionary progression.
Yes, vigorous calisthenics will help our phenotype be in shape.
But, and our digestive system. And then we can get the committee to do a report
and
about
Jacob
a study.
We've got
to get the study. Shows how we ought to get some budget dollars. There goes the money.
There goes the money.
Merged into the budget.
And money? It's in our country's national interest.
Is the word.
The broadcast day, Aaron. We're ending the show, so you can go out and do whatever you have to do there.
I have to. I got it. That's why I have to.
There's no more show.
No more show.
See, I said we'd end early, Aaron. Okay, I'll be right there.
For the bones.
Hal's going crazy singing.
In my heart, there's a melody. A tale of old San Antonio, where my dreams all meet in a memory. Underneath green stars all alone. Yeah. You are listening. listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio and listener exasperated radiovalencia.fm. Radio Valencia, our transmission is in the mission. We have many different programs, all kinds and conditions, all shapes and varieties of audio, but we still have room for you. If you want to have a show on Radio Valencia, contact the management through our spanking new website. No spanking will be required at first. We are located on 22nd Street, not on Valencia, next to the makeout room, where obsolete disco constantly pounds through the walls, distressing and disturbing our would-be programming. But that's the way it is here on Listener Bewildered Radio Valencia .fm. So let's keep the show going and flowing. We hope you'll find the going good and the experience congenial.